Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're glad you're still joining us to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us again today. September is Substance Abuse Recovery Month. So if you were just like weighing the scales and going, hey, you know, this is really starting to cause a lot of problems and stuff, there you go. That's all the little bit of scale weight that you needed to finally make that decision. And we've got just the person here to talk about what that's going to be like. We're joined today by Jean McAllister. She's the founder and CEO of McAllister Institute, a 27 facilities in San Diego, all dedicated day and night and 24/7 and weekends and holidays and up and down and sideways to supporting the substance abuse recovery needs of their community and our community also. Welcome back, Jean.
Welcome. Thank you. Welcome. You know, we were talking about before the break about the women's program. You actually treat not just women, but also men and also adolescents. And I was fortunate enough to tour, look at some of the group homes for the adolescents because I was interested. You know, I was treating the adolescents, but now I'm treating also the young adults. But, you know, before that, we never knew we had kids here in the Valley that needed treatment. I mean, needed more intensive treatment, needed residential, needed to get out of their environment. And we didn't have a place to send them to.
Now you do.
Yes, now we do. Now we do. Can you tell us a little bit about the programs for the adolescents?
Well, we have outpatient and inpatient. We have the three, inpatient, which two for males and one for female. And there are six beds each. They're in houses like a regular home. They're nice. You saw them. They're very nice houses and clean. We keep them clean, but, the clients keep them clean. We don't clean for them. And they cook their own meals. They're supervised. We take them to meetings. We have a mental health worker on board that does sessions with them, does an assessment to see what their other needs might be. And she spends time with them. They get four free sessions after they leave our program. You know, when the county first came to me in 1999, asked me to do these programs for adolescents, I kind of had my tongue in cheek and thought, well, I don't know if we can really work with adolescents or if it would help them. But, you know, a lot of them really want to get clean and stay clean. They have done it. So it's been very rewarding to see that some children, adolescents, who come in kind of smart-mouthed and kind of tough and all those things kind of mellow out, get the message that we give to them through the education. We expose them to recovering people. We take them to a program where the men and women have been in prison, and they talk to them, not a scared straight thing, just like you and I are talking about our lives, that they do that with the kids. And we take them down to feed the homeless once a week. And when they see all of that and become all a part of that, then a lot of them want to change.
That's a kind of like a giving it back to the community.
Right.
And they're going to the homeless.
Yeah. And they want to do something with their lives. And a lot of times it's sad because in the last few days of being in our program, they'll start acting out again. And we just wonder what that's about. And I kind of know what it's about. It's about being afraid to go back home.
Sure. It works here with the structure and support. Will it work when all of my old triggers hit me back in the face again?
And it is sad, and it's very real, because we've had young men and women go back home, and I can remember a couple that, you know, were in drive-by shootings and were killed, and they wanted to stay clean. So it's very tough. We need to have more programs that will support these children after they leave our program. And We do have the outpatient programs that we can put them in, and they get some support there. We have 5 of those in San Diego County, and I think Rico's going to talk about that a little bit.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.